Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll get to our question and answer session on Don't Do This in just a second from the Masters. But our stories that make you shake your head start today in the baseball world with, I want to call it a controversy. Generally, though, a controversy has to have two sides. You know, a side where one side goes and the arguments. But there really was no disagreement here yesterday, Woods, in what happened at the end of the Mets-Marlins game.
Well, I think everybody disagrees. I think everybody, there's a lot of different layers to this story. So if you missed it yesterday, Mets are down 2-1 in the ninth. They tie it with a homer. They load the bases. Michael Conforto steps to the plate. Guy throws what looks like, I think, a two-seam fastball, which starts in on Conforto, is tailing back over the plate, and he leans his elbow, in his case, it would be his right elbow, into the ball. The ball would have been a strike. It was actually in the box. And he leans his... It barely nicks him. You have to watch it on slow-mo to see it just go... It's probably sounded like this. That's what it sounded like. Barely nicks him. Game over. Mets win on a walk-off hit by pitch. When you slow it down, you can see Conforto really kind of lean in, knows he's probably beaten by the pitch, knowing he's going to get rung up on it, can't get his bat through to foul it off, so he leans into the pitch. He's got the big elbow guard on, and it just nicks him. Thing is, the pitch was going to be a strike, and obviously the Marlins, Don Mattingly and the Marlins were just incensed. There is that thing. You have to make an attempt to get out of the way, especially when it's a strike. Now, the Mets won this game. They celebrated like they won the game, like it was a World Series. Mattingly then asks the umpires to go to replay. Did they not go to replay?
They did go to replay, but they're not allowed to review whether or not a guy tries to get out of the way. Simply whether he was hit or not.
Whether he was hit, and it turns out it did nick him.
Yes. So that was the only thing they could review. It was kind of taken out of their hands.
Correct.
A couple things on this. First of all, I want to give credit to the New York Mets broadcasters.
Well, I've got the audio for you. So the don't do this, I guess you're going to put it on...
Well, it's on the umpire. It's on everyone.
Yeah,
it's on Major League Baseball for not being able to fix this, even though it was blatantly should not have been the way the Mets won the game.
Correct.
And I will say, when I say there's no controversy, Michael Conforto said, I didn't really want to win that way. The umpire, Ron Culpa, later said, I made a mistake.
I screwed up.
I mean, he was ringing him up. He was calling it strike three.
He was about to...
And then called, and he said, no, that was in the zone.
That hit him.
That should have been strike three, and the game should have gone to extra innings. No one really disagreed that the outcome of this game was incorrect. I wonder in my mind whether or not... I mean, should Ron Manfred step in and say, let's replay that one. Let's go to the 10th inning.
I don't know.
And start over. Because that's not really fair to give the Mets a win when everyone agrees, including the umpire and including these Mets broadcasters, by the way. Remember, this is not
Not the Marlins. This is the
yeah, this
Mets
is Darling, Gary Thorne.
Team.
Yeah, check this out.
1-2 coming. And the slider in there. Strike three. Hit it. Thorne's hit on the pitch.
It hit him. But it was in the strike zone. Hit Conforto. He made no effort to get out of the way. It was a strike. But he didn't move. And Don Mattingly is going to come out and argue the call with the home plate umpire, Ron Culpa.
This is a strike, and he gets hit. Look at that. Oh, you can't do that.
They have totally got a case.
They got to bring
here.
It back.
Totally have a case.
They're going to. It's absolute.
He stuck his elbow right into that pitch.
It's going to be strike three.
The umpires are conferring, and let's see.
What are they calling it? What are they saying?
They're saying the play stands. Game's over. The Mets win it.
Wow.
That's
Michael Conforto clearly stuck his elbow into it. And Mattingly's coming out and arguing, but I'm sure he's going to be told that that's not reviewable.
But you're trying to get it right. They don't get it right. So why even have replay?
That's the whole point of replay.
Yeah, credit to those Mets broadcasts.
No doubt.
It's their team that just want to walk off, and they're not acting that happy about it because they know it just didn't feel right.
That's so good.
Now, here's the reason why a called strike should never be a hit by pitch. If it's over the plate, the pitcher didn't make a mistake. He threw it over the plate. That's what the pitcher is supposed to do. That is always a strike, and I believe that is the rule. That's what Ron Culpa said. He made the mistake. I believe, if the game was, if they said, hey, I'm protesting, that should be one where the commissioner comes back and says, yeah, the umpire misapplied a rule.
Yeah.
That's one of the cases where they can say, all right, we're canceling the outcome. We're going to go back 2-2. We go to the top of the 10th inning. Same players in the game. Let's finish this off the right way. I think Rob Manfred should step in and say, hey, you guys are going to finish that one out and play that one again because the Mets can't get a win that way.
This is crazy. Roman tweeted in, said DraftKings gave me my bet back on the money line bet for Miami for that bad beat.
That's classy.
That's a classy, nice move.
Wow.
Amazing. Wow.
All right, so what do we got? A question that came in on a story that was going to be this morning from the Masters.
Yeah, it's a question about answer, Ben, as you...
Abraham Answer
tweeted yesterday that he was absolutely gutted to find out that he had been assessed, after the round, a 2-stroke penalty for grazing the sand in his backswing on hole 15. He says, while I'm gutted, can't wait to get after it tomorrow. It took me 7 times watching this video to see the tuft of sand that actually was moved. And there was.
It was the 15th hole.
Yep,
15th he was in
hole.
The greenside bunker hitting his third shot, so chipping for eagle on the par 5. Had the very tight camera shot of, when you're in a bunker, this is not an obscure rule. You can't ground your club. There's a reason for it in golf because they don't want you to be able to, sand is very easy to move. And if you could have a bad lie, you could scoop a little sand away from behind it, make it nice and easy to, get under the ball and put some spin on it and get it out. These pros are good enough out of the bunker. You can't do that. So the way they make the rule is you just can't touch the sand.
Right.
You have to hover above it. Now, that's what Abraham Answer was trying to do. I think the spirit of the rule, he was trying to follow it. But as he was hovering over, there was just that just tick of sand. Now, did he improve his lie? Did he make it any easier to pull off that shot? He did not. He did not in any way, quote-unquote, cheat to try to, improve his score at all. However, there's no real gray area in the rules of golf. It's kind of black and white. And once that was determined and they showed on video that, you technically grounded your club when you knocked off that little piece of sand behind your ball, it was an automatic 2-stroke penalty. Now, I will say this. Abraham Answer in some ways is lucky because if this was 6 or 7 years ago before they changed the rule, he signed for his 73. He would have been disqualified
DQ.
From the Masters and out of the tournament entirely for signing an incorrect scorecard that didn't reflect that 2-stroke penalty. They changed that rule in recent years because there were so many videos that were called in that players didn't know about, and they felt, well, that's kind of unfair because they weren't trying to cheat anyone. They just didn't know what happened. And then someone, after they signed their scorecard, says, hey, did you see what he did? Famously, long ago, happened to Craig Stadler at the Torrey Pines tournament when he... He put a towel on the ground when he was chipping out from under a tree to just keep his knees from getting wet.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
realize that's building a stance. Didn't penalize himself and ended up disqualified in the final round of the tournament. He, like, finished second and lost, you know, quite a large paycheck because someone called that in on him.
The spirit of the rule is one thing. So here's, you know, look, I'm, you know me on the golf course. I'm now a stickler because I want to see how good I can be. And it doesn't behoove me to ground my club. And it's not going to make you better as I'm trying to get better. So I'm pretty stiff by the rules. I have absolutely unintentionally moved the ball. Absolutely unintentionally, accidentally on the putting green, nicked the ball like as I was about to putt. Like I've done all.
And if you were playing in a tournament, you would need to count that. That's mm-hmm. the only way that everyone can be assured that you're all playing under the same rules and
problem,
no one's trying to.
Is this?
No one's trying to Trevor Bauer get away with a little something in golf. You have to penalize yourself.
You have to penalize yourself. Yeah. If it was unintentional. And someone called him out on it. It should be a warning. Like if it's clearly unintentional, it should be a warning. Or one stroke, two strokes is massive. Matt, what did he get on that hole? By the way, he's chipping for eagle.
I either made a birdie or a par. I'm not sure which one.
So now it's basically
turns
a double bogey
or double bogey,
right?
Yeah. Which 73 becomes a 75, which is a big difference.
It's
to three over. That's you know, now all of a sudden you got to fight to make the cut.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to make a move up the leaderboard.
Right.
It's definitely a big thing for Abraham Answer.
So what is your take? You in? You like it?
No, it's a penalty. It is. It's unfortunate, but you know you can.
Doesn't it have to be able to be seen by the naked eye?
I will say this. You can hover a little higher. It makes it a little harder when you hover higher, but that's part of the thing. He was towing the line by how low he was hovering over the sand, and he got caught. Now, I don't think he did it on purpose, and it was certainly a very tiny little bit of sand, but it's up to him to make sure he doesn't hit that sand before he takes the shot back. So I think it is on him, and I think the two-stroke penalty is correct. I'm glad he didn't get disqualified.
Yeah,
I'm glad they changed that rule. And that is don't do this on a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Another of our Friday features, of course, are our streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston. Crossing Streams is coming up next with Ben and Woods.
Who is Craig Elston?
San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Craig Elston.